Hello and welcome to Finding Coffee, the weekly show that showcases independent coffee shops across the country, telling the inspiring stories, the people behind them, exploring the town that they're in, and just giving you some new ideas on things to try at your local specialty coffee shop. Today I'm taking you to Rehoboth Beach, a place we travel to every summer with the family, a great beach town, one of America's best. And welcome to the program. I'm Mike Rizzo. My wife and I, we founded East Bihari Coffee Shop, or East Bihari Coffee, and then opened East Bihari Coffee House in our small town of Gatanning, which is in Western PA. We're the first ever specialty coffee shop. We opened right during the pandemic, so we understand some of the challenges local businesses, small coffee shops are facing now. But we did that with the goal of two things, really, to create exceptional coffees and to help revitalize our small town. You know, every time we're out traveling, if you're like us, you like to stop at new coffee shops and try different things. You know, I hope this show helps give you some insights in the coffee shops and maybe give you some insights in places to visit. So thank you for listening. And I can do this every week. This is show number two. So hopefully there's only one direction and we continue to go up from here. You know, my background's in technology and I kind of picked up coffee later. And now I work part-time as a barista, and it is a phenomenal job, and it's phenomenal to meet people, interact with people, have a real deep sense of community that we have here in our small town. All right, so Rise Up Coffee in Rehoboth Beach. It's not the original location. Rise Up started in Easton, Maryland, which is on the east side of the Chesapeake Bay. And if you cross the Chesapeake Bay Bridge and keep heading through Delaware, you'll find Rehoboth Beach, and you'll find one of their newest locations, and now have, I think, seven or eight locations. It's a growing independent coffee company, but you'll find probably one of their most popular locations, of course, being in the beach town of Rehoboth, which seemingly gets busier every year. So I'm going to tell you a few things about Rehoboth. I know it well, and I'm going to tell you a few things about Rise Up and maybe what I get on the menu, especially after a long day on the sand and in the water. Okay, a few things about Rehoboth, of course. I love coming up one, driving from the south, going across that new bridge they have right on the beach, that suspension bridge. It's so cool. And then into Dewey and into Rehoboth. Of course, Rehoboth is a beautiful beach town with so many good restaurants. I don't think people realize, if you've never been there, realize how many great places there are to eat. Again, every year we go, it seemingly is getting busier and busier. Maybe it's too busy now. And of course, you have to stop at Dogfish Head, their brewery and their place in Rehoboth, if you go. But there's some other great restaurants. My personal favorite is Salt Air, a couple blocks back from the beach, and that has phenomenal food. That's my opinion. Amber and I, we love it. I love their grits too. Anyway, phenomenal restaurant. There's so many different shops and so many cool places to go in Rehoboth Beach. Even Dewey and down to Bethany and up to Lewis, it's just a great American East Coast beach town. They all have their own kind of different flavor, different flair, but great food and a lot of cool things to do, a lot of shopping. It's not difficult to find enough things to do for a course of a week in Rehoboth Beach, that's for sure. And of course, Rise Up is, if you're coming into town off one, the main way into town, what's that main street called? Coming down towards the beach, of course, you drive right past Rise Up Coffee and their location, which they remodeled. It used to be a 7-Eleven. They turned it into a really cool coffee shop. They have food there. I'll dive into that. But I always prefer going after the beach to get one of their coffee smoothies. I know some people like to wake up at the beach and get a nice coffee. It's definitely the place to go in Rehoboth Beach for coffee. All right, guys, about the shop. Of course, it's on Rehoboth Avenue when you drive into town. Outdoor seating, open parking. So there is a parking lot. The outdoor seating is extremely nice. They have actually bar there. It's called the 502 Bar. They have a great selection of food. You can get burritos and a lot of things they make with different eggs. So you can get lunch or breakfast or brunch, so to speak, there. Of course, being a beach cafe, they specialize in a lot of cold drinks. So my personal favorite is the coffee smoothie. They have things like to eat, like muffin scones, oatmeal, things like that as well, cookies. Again, frozen chais, different things like that. Iced chai, iced Americanos, iced lattes, cold brew, nitro. So I would suggest lemonade, Arnie Palmer's. I would suggest getting something cold there because it's really a specialty. And if you're there, you're probably going to be, you know, coming back from the beach, going to the beach, and, you know, it's probably going to be sunny and warm. At least you hope so, right? So lots of indoor seating there as well. It's a happening place. You can meet a lot of different people. It's a mix of locals and tourists. So it's a good mix. It's a nicely well done. I mean, they put a lot of money into it. You can tell. Cafe. And, you know, some big tables in there to sit down. I actually enjoyed sitting outside this year. So, again, plenty of things to do. The coffee is great. They specialize in organic coffees. It's really smooth. I have a Rehoboth Beach blend that we brought home, and it's pretty good. I actually am doing an espresso review on it, so you can check out my personal YouTube channel where I do espresso reviews. But their coffee is great. So you might want to just get a cup of coffee, and you couldn't go wrong with that. My personal favorite is I always get coffee smoothie, which is their take on the Frappuccino. But again, it's the perfect beach drink. I always get the white mocha coffee smoothie. So if you're ever at Rise Up, I don't think you can go wrong with this. Of course, this is their Delaware location. They started in Easton, Maryland. So the coffee is actually roasted in Maryland. Not Delaware, just for the record. I mean, Amber and I are trying to get every state, have coffee roasted in every state. I think we're at 46 or 47 right now. But yeah, it is a great place. It's probably the biggest place I'll feature on finding coffee. But if you're in Rehoboth, a lot of New Yorkers, New Jersey, a lot of people from Philadelphia go in. It's a quick trip. Happening place, great places to eat. And if you need a coffee, I don't think you can go wrong with Rise Up Coffee. Their location right there as you come into town on Rehoboth Avenue. Again, I recommend coffee smoothies. Anything cold, I think you're going to be happy with. It's a cool place. You can definitely hang out, sit down. Plenty of seating, pretty kid-friendly as well. And again, they do have some good food there as well if you're looking for a snack or maybe an egg sandwich in the morning. Rise Up, a good choice. All right, guys. Again, I do this every week. I feature a local specialty coffee shop. If you love to travel, if you love coffee, then I do hope you subscribe. Again, live inspired. Talk to you soon. Take care, everyone.